Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Ka'Chava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor, crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to ka'chava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
Off the ball, GAA.
And that's, I suppose, on what's so special about the club championships, you know, at the end of it all, because it's so personal. It's family names. And, you know, and we're talking about our Francie O'Briens, you know. There's a Francie O'Brien in Eastkey.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Troy Parrott scores a hat-trick for AZ Alkmaar, who had Ajax their joint worst defeat in 99 years. Arsenal take control of their League Cup semi-final against Chelsea. And Sadio Mane gets the better of former Liverpool teammate Mohamed Salah at the Africa Cup of Nations. But first today, Troy Parrott scored a hat-trick for AZ Alkmaar, who hammered Ajax 6-0 in the last 16 of the Dutch Cup. It was the Amsterdam club's joint worst result this century and their worst in the Cup since 1927.
Nu moet Ajax oppassen voor Parrott. En dan is het 2-0. Wat is AZ dan effectief? Augusto Duro krijgt ook de complimenten voor een assist. Ja, AZ verdedigt. En AZ scoort 2 keer.
Arlen boss Heimir Hallgrímsson was watching from the stands to see the Dubliners score to make it 19 goals this season for his club. Add in as well the 5 goals he got for Ireland in the famous wins over Portugal and Hungary. It was another blow for Ajax, who are third in the Eredivisie, 16 points behind league leaders PSV. Ajax are 34th out of 36 in the Champions League phase, with 1 win and 5 losses from their 6 matches so far. It's advantage Arsenal after the first leg of their League Cup semi-final against Chelsea. The Gunners won 3-2 at Stamford Bridge last night. Ben White, Victor Gyökeres and Martin Zubimendi got the goals for Mikel Arteta's side. The Arsenal boss says the result was good, but it could have been better.
It's very difficult to come to this place against such a team with the quality that they have in every department and do what we've done. In the best moment, they scored the goal. That obviously changed the game. But overall, very happy, but it could have been better.
It was the first goal from open play for Gyökeres since the start of November. He says it was a tough game against their London rivals.
Tough game. We defended well. They were, as always, dangerous when they get counter-attacks. But I think we defended well. And yeah, unfortunately we conceded 2. But I think offensively we scored 3. So we're happy with that.
Last night was the first home game in charge for new Chelsea boss Lima Senior. He was disappointed with the goals they conceded, but he said there were positives to take from the game.
A strong start. I felt in the game, I felt we still have issues with our build, and that will be something we'll work on and we will address as we go forward. But what I asked for from my team was energy, was fight. They didn't give up, and we're still in a tie.
Senior also didn't want to point the finger at goalkeeper Robert Sanchez, who had a night to forget. The Spaniard was at fault for the first 2 goals, but Senior says he put his player in an uncomfortable position.
I'm asking Rob to do things that he hasn't done before. I said to him before the game, and I made this really clear, when my players make mistakes, I'm accountable. That's on me. He made a save in the second half that was absolutely world class. That could have put us out of the tie.
On the football show last night, former League of Ireland striker Owen Doyle joined Owen Sheehan, and he teased that Caoimhín Kelleher could be the next in the door as Chelsea goalkeeper.
Sanchez, if Chelsea want to be title contenders in the next couple of years, is he going to be a goalkeeper that'll take them there?
I don't think so, no. I think they need a better goalkeeper, and for all the money they've spent, I think I've said this to you on the show before, probably their centre-backs and their goalkeeper is where they've been really weak, and they're such important positions.
At least their centre-backs are young.
And there's a bit of, but again, like, £1 billion in the last few years, like, you know. And like I always said to you outside, look, I wouldn't be surprised if you've seen Caoimhín Kelleher being a Chelsea goalkeeper in the next 18 months or so.
If you're a club like Chelsea and you want to bring in a goalkeeper of Premier League experience, who are they looking at? Like, is Kelleher top of that list?
I think he has to be, yeah, because he's probably the easiest to get. You know, he's obviously the exceeding at Brentford. Obviously, they're very high up in the league. I think they're actually higher than Chelsea, I think, in the league at the minute. So they're obviously doing very well. He's instrumental for them. He makes a hell of a lot of saves. The stats that are coming at him now, obviously, he's become this penalty king as well, which is very good. It'll always stand to him and always keeps him in the back pages as such, which is very, very good. And yeah, like, I know, obviously, we're very biased here, and I'd be very biased towards him and stuff. But yeah, like, I think he's, like, when he was playing for Liverpool, I never felt that Liverpool looked weaker with him in goal. And Liverpool were going on winning titles. Like, Liverpool weren't weakened. I know Alisson's probably the best goalkeeper in the world, but you wouldn't say having Kelleher in the starting 11 ever really made them weaker, you know? And if Alisson never came back from injury and he played every minute of every game, you'd imagine they would have went on and won the league anyway last year.
Yeah.
He was that good for them, you know?
If you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Hearts continue to set the pace at the top of the Scottish Premiership thanks to last night's 2-0 win against St Mirren. Hearts are 6 points clear at the top and they had a player sent off once again, but manager Derek McInnes says his side showed great character.
We hoped we would just have enough in us and enough bit of quality. I knew we'd have the effort, I knew we'd have the organisation, but you have to say it was quite comfortable when you actually look back, there wasn't too many chances given up, and that's due to the organisation and the effort of the players.
Celtic are up to second place ahead of Rangers on goal difference after they held on for a 1-0 win away to Falkirk. Benjamin Negrin got the only goal of the game. Manager Martin O'Neill says it wasn't an easy watch.
The most important thing for us tonight was to win the game, and I knew it would be difficult for us. I think that they're in a really good run. It's not I think it, I know it. And for us to win the game tonight was very, very important.
Sligo man Johnny Kenny came off the bench in the second half with around 10 minutes to go. On this week's edition of Outside the Box, Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson debated whether he should leave the club in search of regular first team football.
Johnny Kenny currently at Celtic.
Yeah.
Last goal was early November, 4 goals in the SPL this year. 8 starts, 6 subs appearances, signed a new contract in August 2025 until 2029. It's very clear that he's struggling for confidence. Okay, Martin O'Neill seems to have a bit more faith in him, maybe. Wilfred Nancy did play him, very often. Bit, yeah. Atmosphere around Celtic at the minute is just completely toxic. I see he's getting pelters online all the time. Get out, maybe don't go to England, maybe go somewhere on the continent and try and score a couple of goals somewhere. Feel good about yourself. Get in the Ireland squad, because I think that last striking position in the squad, that is there for you, Johnny Kenny. Just go, get out of Celtic and go and
get
play.
Get out of Scotland.
Get out of Scotland, but like, get out and just go and play and score goals.
I know Adam Ida was maybe forced out of Celtic more than actually wanting to leave, but obviously he's injured now. That aside, had been playing some pretty poor football over the course of the first 6 months of the season. Is there not a world where Johnny Kenny actually does himself a bit of damage by playing more? In that sense, not to doubt his abilities, but if he's being a bit part player at Celtic, which is considered a considerably high level, and he's got that bit of European football and he's coming off the bench, is there not a bit of security around that in the sense of an Ireland squad that I'm getting minutes for Celtic, that automatically gives me a bit of an edge on someone who's maybe playing at a lower level, like a Sinclair Armstrong at Bristol City, for example?
I think at this stage of Johnny Kenny's career, he just needs to get out of Celtic and he needs to play games, and don't worry about that Ireland squad at the moment. If you get out and you play games and you score some goals, that will come in time.
Very
there's
hard,
no
though.
Point at his.
That's fine,
but there's
right?
no point at his stage in his career. If you really want to kick on as a footballer,
yeah.
there's no point sitting on the bench. Still.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor, crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans, with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's kachava.com, code FITNESS.
Host Morocco are into the final of the Africa Cup of Nations after a 4-2 penalty shootout win over Nigeria. The game finished scoreless after 90 minutes and extra time. Morocco will play Senegal in the final on Sunday. They beat Mo Salah's Egypt 1-0 in the last 4. Sadio Mane got the winning goal for Senegal. He says they beat the best ever team in Africa. The former Liverpool forward says he was also delighted to come out on top against another Anfield legend.
Great player, especially Mo Salah. One of the best players in the world, and of course he's always giving his best for his team, unfortunately for him today as well. But I just want to say this is part of football.
Real Madrid were knocked out of the Copa del Rey last night by second division side Albacete in Alvaro Arbeloa's first match in charge. Finished 3-2. Hefte Bentancur scored a dramatic winner in the 4th minute of injury time after Gonzalo Garcia had equalised for Real 3 minutes before that. It was just 2 days after Real sacked Xabi Alonso and 3 days after they lost to Barcelona in the Spanish Super Cup final. Albacete are 17th in Spain's second division, just 1 point above the relegation zone. Arbeloa started with a few academy graduates, but his team did have Dean Howson, Fede Valverde, Arda Güler and Vinicius Jr. Shelburne have become the first League of Ireland club to pay a six-figure fee for a player. Joey O'Brien's side have signed defender Oran Casey from Cliftonville for a fee in the region of €104,000. The previous record was €80,000 that Drogheda paid Bray for Eamon Zayed in 2006. Casey, a Northern Ireland under-21 international, becomes Joey O'Brien's fifth signing ahead of the new season. And Irish striker Armstrong Okoflex has joined Bulgarian league leaders Levski Sofia. The former Ireland under-21 international scored 6 goals in 14 games for Botev Plovdiv and will cost Sofia €300,000. Okoflex has agreed a 2.5-year deal. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.